everyone, it's Ash Ketchum, and you're listening to Hypeful.com's PokeChat. So download, comment, and subscribe. Gotta catch them all, right?
Live right now. Well,
you're live. Like I am.
Great. Hello. Welcome to PokeChat episode 32. This is our third XY playthrough, and I am happy to say that we have almost every single host on this episode. We have Devin, who has a brand new angle for us. Devin, show us the new angle of your bedroom that you have today.
Besides, like, my super white face that my camera's picking up. I don't know, you can see some Pokemon stuff. Somewhere over here. I'm not good at Jeopardy, people.
That's okay. We had a lot of fun talking about all your trinkets over there. We're really excited by all of them today. And yeah, then we also have Jack, who it's, of course, early for him as he is in Australia. Jack, how are you feeling? What in the world were you eating to get ready for our today's PokeChat?
I was eating Sultana Bran.
Sultana Bran? What is this?
Like Sultana, like the fruit.
I never heard of Sultana. Fruit? Please tell me what Sultana is.
What? So my first time, you know.
Yes, I know what Sultanas are.
Well, I was drinking coffee in my Fiji cup.
That's cute. It's wearing Ash's hat.
It is. I've had this for ages since I was like really, really young.
That's cute.
I think I have like the figure of that one somewhere.
And then we have Saman, who is broadcasting with that giant fennekin behind her. So, talk about where you got this thing. I'm not sure where you got it at all.
I got it from EB Games. It's got to the point where the cashiers now recognize me.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's funny.
I go there a bit too much. And they, yeah.
That's so insane that you go there so much they know you. Well, I'm sure they appreciated your XY purchase. Okay, oh, yeah. So now that we have all the gang together, and we have played up to Gym 2. Let's get into the fun that is leading up to the Silliage City Gym. Quite the task getting here. We broke it up into two different playthroughs to get from.
It wasn't that bad.
It was pretty long.
We had a pretty long. We had an hour and a half long broadcast. This one will not be as long. I know it won't. But it was a very long broadcast last time because we had so much to play through, Jack. Like, we had Lumio City, we had the Palace of Versailles, whatever it's supposed to be really named. I don't know. It was just too much. We had the Snorlax battle. We had just a lot. Okay, so starting off, we go on Route 8, which is Morale Coast. Sycamore's scientists give you a coastal Pokedex. I'm not really sure why I was given a Pokedex for a specific region of Kalos. I don't remember that ever happening in any other generation. So that was a bit strange to me, but that's what they do in this. So apparently you're going to catch certain Pokemon in just the coastal area, and that is going to register them in that specific area. Maybe it's just to kind of, like, not clump them all together, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't really get the purpose of it, but also, you will fight a Axew trainer on this area, and I couldn't believe how difficult they were because Axew is just a beast. Like, I know that its final form is just ridiculous, but, like, even Axew itself is just too much. I was not a fan of Axew. Yeah, it was not even, but its final form, it really wasn't. And then, lastly, you will have some hopping rocks, which are extremely pointless. They're supposed to be, like, a puzzle to reach items, yeah. And I really wasn't sure what they were about, so. Yeah, hopping rocks are kind of dumb. Did anyone find them fun? Like, Devin, when you were playing through this, were you like, oh boy, what a fun puzzle? Or were you just as, treated as I was?
No, I just wanted to get to that second city that took forever. Or not second city, but second gym.
Yeah,
it took way too long to me.
Indeed it did. And I'll take this opportunity now to get a little bit of a filler in about what's happening with Jack, because this is the first live episode he's really been able to attend. So fill us in, Jack, with where you are and how you're feeling about XY. Let's start off with the question of who is your second starter?
I was on the first episode. But for the second starter, see, I'm not going to use what starter I was going to choose, so I thought that I would choose Charmander, but I'm not going to use it. Right now my team consists of, well, my main team consists of Greninja, which is level 27, and Litleo, which is level 27 as well.
Litleo, that was my choice over Charmander also, so interesting. And I chose my Squirtle because of that.
Yeah, I just don't really care about the first three starters at the moment, so I just want to play with newer Pokemon, you know.
Can we just kick Jack off of the old podcast, please, after that comment?
I know. We all know that you're a kind and understanding Gen 1er. You're not a very angry one, so I hate to call you a Gen 1er at all, Devin.
I think my entire team is Gen 1 besides Greninja, and I'm using Lucario now. But other than that, it's Kadabra, Greninja, Charizard, Gloom, Pikachu, and Lucario. I just got a Pidgeot, I wanted to get Pidgeot just because.
With my team, I don't have anybody in there who I know I'm not going to use for the rest of the game. So that's why I only really keep two people in my team. And if there's other Pokemon in there, I keep them in there just to level up experience, whatever, because of the new experience share. And I really do like Floetto, which is for Babe's evolution. Which is very interesting. Yeah, I really like that one.
What that thing looks like.
I had to ditch it for Sylveon, unfortunately.
What'd you do with Sylveon?
I swapped my Sylveon for Sylveon.
Oh, because you didn't want more than one fairy type.
I love Sylveon.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
That's what sucks, because there's the there's that hawk one, which is fighting flying, which I really, really actually like, the wrestling one. But I'm gonna have Lucario in my team later on from my black game, so I can't really use another fighting in my team, which sucks.
You'll get a Lucario later too. Spoilers.
Yeah. But I'd rather have the one from my other That one is like level 80.
You'll be waiting a long time for that. You'll be waiting way too long for that. It's like December.
All you need is... What?
Yeah, you can't trade up from the lower games yet because there's the Pokemon Bank and Pokemon Transfer apps aren't live up until December, right? Right, Devin? Isn't that what we wrote?
Yeah, like the 12th or something.
Yeah, so you're gonna wait a little bit to get those, Jack. Sorry, we'll be done with our XY playthrough by then, so you can diddy around with your Lucario and feel happy with that. But you can always follow what Devin did and get your Lucario within XY's playthrough. Okay, so moving on, we jump into Embret Town. Shauna greets you and tells you to check out the fossils in this town. You get Rock Smash as a TM, not an HM, as it's been since, I think, Gen 5, from just some random dude. You know, it's a pretty important TM, but he's just like, oh, yeah, I kind of have this, so just take it. Cool. If you go inside of this town's hotel, which is turning to be a tradition for each town to have a hotel, you will get the TM Nature Power. If you go into the aquarium, you will get an old rod, very important item, and it also leads down to the beach, which leads on to the next city, so we're not going to talk about that quite yet because there's a task that we are to do. We go into the Fossil Research Center, and we are told that we should go into the Glittering Cave because we might find out more about Mega Evolutions in there. Therefore, we have our first segment of Riding Pokemon, and naturally that is on a Rhydon. I don't know if you could ride on a Go-Go in Lumio City, because I only play during night, and I thought that they were always just sleeping at night because it was night, but maybe they're always just sleeping for everyone else's game. I don't know. Yeah. Does anyone else have Go-Go Lumio City experiences yet?
I've seen them, but I haven't ridden on one yet.
Because they're always sleeping, right? Is it just like I have to unlock that part of the game, or it's just I'm playing at nighttime?
Have you ever gone up to them and tried talking to them?
Yeah, they're just like, oh, it's sleeping cutely or beautifully, and I'm like, great, I just want to ride on it.
do you guys want to hear the sad backstory behind those Go-Goats that I heard?
Oh, the two Go-Goats that were abandoned. There's two Go-Goats that are patiently waiting for their trainer or something akin to Charmander from Gen 1. Well,
of course.
From the anime and from Pokemon Yellow, so. Yeah, so the Go-Goats are not yet accessible, apparently, but we can go on to Spike's passage on the Rhyhorn that is conveniently sitting right there. You have to use this Rhyhorn to traverse Route 9 because you can't walk over the stony floor without it. There's a scientist at a gate that mentions your mom again, so this is a really recurring theme that your mom is a big Rhyhorn, let's say Rhyhorn rider, and it just, no. She's a Rhyhorn racer, and she also gives you the Rocky helmet item. Very useful item in the meta and just in the single-player game because Rocky Helmet allows you to give damage to your opponents if they use a physical attack on you if you're holding the item. It's absolutely fabulous. Devin has his kitten back. Devin, talk so we can see your kitten.
It wants to run. It wants to run, though. It doesn't want to sleep with me no more. Goodbye.
Kitten's not going to stay with us this time, but if you guys want to go back and see Devin's cute kitten sleeping on his shoulder all the time, go back to episode 31 in the beginning. It was absolutely adorable. Okay, so I thought that riding on top of riding Pokemon so far, as I've seen on Rhyhorn at least, it was just blocky. Like, it walks slowly, and it really doesn't, like, work well. Like, it works like a car, but it shouldn't because the game doesn't operate like that. Like, when you're running as your protagonist, you're able to, you know, turn, and it'll just, like, I don't know, say you're facing this way, it'll turn by clicking that direction. But if you're on the Rhyhorn, it's like, back up, turn around, then walk. And I'm like, oh, that's obnoxious. I don't like that. So
it's
kind of
like traversing Lumia City sucks, too. Just
yeah,
doing
but Lumia City is a lot like that because you have to change the camera before you can move in an area. Mm-hmm, I agree. Very good point. So, Jack, did you have as much of an issue with riding on that Rhyhorn as I did?
Yeah, it was really annoyingly slow. Like, as you said, blocky. Like, it took ages to get to one point to the other. It was still really cool to ride on the Pokemon, like, what we were, which we were excited about. But I'm the same with you. I just want to ride on a Go-Goat. And, like, I guess we know now, like, our speculation is out the window about if it's going to be, like, a HM or something, you know. I remember thinking about that on previous episodes. But I guess we just can't teach it to our Go-Goat. I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess that's not out the window. Yeah, we probably still could do that.
What, have an HM?
Yeah.
Oh, once you have the Go-Go in your party.
Yeah, are you going to be able to ride that then?
I don't know, that's a good question. I'm not sure. But in the meantime, all we have, for example, is this Rhyhorn. Okay, so as you're riding on the Rhyhorn, you can be attacked by Pokemon, and this is where you can get the Pokemon I'm going to mispronounce called Hippopotatus. I don't know how to pronounce that whatsoever. I never get it right. And it is that's not real. It is ground and I believe dark. So it's a pretty good addition to your team if you're looking for a ground type and even a dark type, I'd say. So because it learns Bite and, I don't know, it might learn like Shadow Punch or something strange along like that or Night Slash. I don't know. So that happens as you're just stepping around. You kind of just crush it, and it like wakes up, and it's like, I'm going to kill your Rhyhorn. But your Rhyhorn can't battle with you, unfortunately. I wish I could. I thought that the rain that was happening during this whole sequence looked really neat in the menu because the rain like started splotching over the button. Saman, did you like that effect too? Like, in battle.
That's all right. All the effects just look a hell of a lot better this game.
Yeah, definitely. I'm noticing just a nice polish over everything so far. But I really, I liked how like the rain would like spatter down on like the fight in the bag and the run buttons. I thought that was a really nice effect. I like that. And also, when my battle with one of those Hippopotatuses started, it used its ability, which causes sandstorm, but when that sandstorm ended, the rainstorm didn't come back. I found that really odd. So it's like, the rainstorm's only there to last its 5 turns in battle, so once it's done, or once it's replaced by another weather effect, and that weather effect ends, there won't be weather whatsoever. So that's a new addition for Gen 6. They usually would keep that rain going on if it's raining in that place that you walked in originally. So pretty interesting, I thought. And also, you can have a really cool thing right here and now, your first sky battle against the Ledian trainer. Ledian is a little ladybug. And you have to have a flying-type Pokemon or a Pokemon that knows the ability to levitate, or it's not confirmed in my brain, but I'm sure it is in the fandom, that you can have a Pokemon holding that balloon that lets them float. But what happens if it pops? You know, that's the question. Like, do Pokemon always fall? So, Devin, what was your experience with your first flying battle?
It was fun. I thought it was different. At that moment, I had a Pidgeotto, so I was able to actually do it, because I've run across another fly battle later on, and I haven't been able to do it because I don't have anybody flying on my team anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm keeping a flying type on my team, not just for that, but also so I can, cover the large range of super effectives that fly does, and I can fly around, of course, naturally. So yeah, that's why I'm hoping that my pavilion can learn the move fly. I don't know. It's just a butterfly, so it's going to be kind of sketchy if it can fly me around. But
can
so
Butterfree? I don't think Butterfree can it?
Butterfree is... Oh, God.
I don't think so.
But Butterfree isn't flying type. Butterfree is...
Bug Psychic, right?
Bug Psychic.
Butterfree is just Bug. Isn't
it? Bug? No, it's either Bug Psychic or Bug Poison. It's not Bug Poison. That's the Beedrill line. I don't know.
It's Bug Flying.
Bulbapedia this shit.
It's Bug Flying. I'm looking up
Bulbapedia
right now.
Knows it's Pika. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's Bug Flying.
Oh, so well. Oh, crap. I'm going to really be screwed over. My pavilion is not going to be able to carry me around while I'm flying around.
Yeah, because I know Butterfree can't.
So I'm definitely going to have to get another flying type. That stinks. Well, I'm trading it up, and it's really nice now. I like it a lot. Pavilion's working great. So, and it beat the crap out of that Ledian in that sky battle. Ledian didn't stay a chance. Yeah, it was Ledian, which is supposed to be pathetic, I think, for like your first sky battle, you know? Yeah. And before you enter into this glittering cave, you will get a convenient heal from someone. These convenient heals popped up in Gen 5. They started giving you a heal right before, like, a large cave or root or something in the middle of the
road. Victory Road, that was awesome. Because Victory Road in Black 2 is tough.
Yeah, no, it really is. So, yeah, I was really excited by that heal, because as you go into Glittering Cave, there is a large difference in how caves are in Gen 6, at least from what we're seeing so far, because it looked like it was like a one-shot deal. Mm-hmm. There was an over-the-shoulder...
And it's 3D.
Right, it's 3D. You can turn into your 3D in the field and it works. It's not in battle. So that's pretty cool, first off. And second off, it's almost over the shoulder, but it doesn't fit where your perspective is. It has your character behind you, so it's still third person. But it's behind their back. So third person, like RPG, live action fighting game camera, I guess you can call that. That's really an awkward way to say that, but think Kingdom Hearts. I mean,
third person shooter kind of style.
Yeah, third person shooter kind of style, but not quite over the shoulder, but yeah, still has your character to the side so that they're not in the way where you're walking. So that's the first interesting thing of Glittering Cave. Also, it's a maze, so you basically have to, you know, take your turn in the corn maze and hope you don't meet the Jacks, the big chainsaw clown or something, right? So I find that kind of interesting. And I got lost.
That'd be good.
No, it would be they're very bad if a chainsaw clown showed up in Pokemon, but I mean, come on, we have all these Pokemon to protect us, they're fine. So Samad, did you get lost in Glittering Cave at all?
A little bit. I hate caves in general, but at least this one was prettier and a little easier to navigate. And not dark.
Yeah, that was great. You didn't have to use flash. It was automatically flashing, like you already had a light on it, you know, like your character right in front of you had that light, so that was really convenient. I like that a lot.
Flash's effect has changed.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
It works like a mini rappel now.
Flash works as a mini rappel.
Yeah, didn't you give it to us already at this point?
I didn't get flash in Gen 6. That's Gen 6 exclusive, because I know Gen 5 did not have Flash as a repel. Flash was still to light up a cave.
Oh, is Flash a repel now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when did you get Flash?
Tierno gave it to me, and I thought it was right around this time, but I could be wrong.
I think you're way up to Gen 3 already, and you've probably gotten right past where Silage City is, so that's probably why you know that now. So we'll have Flash again eventually, but...
I used it in that cave.
You used Flash?
Yeah.
Well, I might have gotten it. I'm going to check now, actually.
Yeah.
Strange. I don't know how you would have, Simon, because I didn't get it. I was talking to everyone, obviously, to make sure I was doing well for this live playthrough.
Okay, no, so it's right before the Glittering Cave. Not the glittering bead. Reflection.
Reflection cave, not glittering cave, so I didn't get it yet, Simon.
Yeah.
So somehow you used it, Simon, in this cave. I don't know how you did. But I don't know how you would also... Well, I also don't know how you would have, because there are dark shadows in the ground that are Pokemon battles, so it acts almost in like Final Fantasy or something when you see like a blob or dragon, Dragon King, I think, or Dragon Quest, sorry, where you see like the overfield is like maybe a blob, and then actually inside of the battlefield you'll see monsters that you're fighting. So I didn't know if these were one-shot deals. I'm assuming they were, because they were pretty rare Pokemon that they were offering up. Like, I think it's Lunatone, and then it's Sun Brother. I don't remember his
name. Cubone, Onix.
Solrock.
And then, Jack would know him because he's Gen 3. Yeah, I love this too. Cubone shows up, and Onix shows up. So they felt a little bit too rare to be wild encounters. I feel like they were really set up to be, like, a one-shot deal. I didn't catch any of them.
You could go back.
Oh, wow, that's nice of them to do that. So that's cool. So you can catch some pretty rare Pokemon doing that. And also, I'd like to note that this Onix was pretty pointless, because I believe that while you were in Ambrette Town, you could trade someone, like, something ridiculous for a Steelix. Like, I think they were like, do you have a Flabébé? I really want to give you this Steelix. It's such a pain. And I was like,
ugh. No, they change it each day.
So I really had an awesome one that I could have traded.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's that one. He says, come back tomorrow for a different trade, or something like that.
Shoot. Huh. Well,
I know somebody says that.
But I feel like I feel cheap when I take trades, because they grow too fast, and then I also get frustrated. Right, I get frustrated when they don't listen to me, too. But
I traded a Farfetch'd for Farfetch'd for the rabbit one. The one I didn't like. I tweeted about it. But Bunnelby, I hate Bunnelby.
Yeah, Bunnelby with its digging ears, but it's still just normal type, not normal ground. Yeah, I'm just like, why are you learning the move dig? And, you know, I'm sure you're
like, is its evolution ground?
I don't know that it has an evolution.
Its evolution is Diggersby, and I know that because somebody told me that over Twitter. I was like, I'm sorry.
Is that a spoiler at this point? Jesus.
No.
Because if you've already evolved your Bunnelby, then...
Yeah, you could have already evolved your Bunnelby.
I don't know why you'd be bothered, but...
Yeah. And it is ground, okay.
Is it just ground type, or is it normal ground?
Normal ground.
Oh, okay. Normal ground. There you go with the second normal type in Game Freak. God! Oh!
Yeah, Litleo's normal fire, which is annoying me.
I know. I'm like, why? What makes this normal as opposed to just fire? Like, what was it? Where's the normalness within this fire-type Pokemon, you know? Where's the Rattata-ness in this?
Have you evolved your Litleo?
No, it's gonna evolve it like.
Don't tell me
it evolved. Oh, okay. No, my Litleo is not evolved.
Okay,
it's gonna take a while, I'll say.
Okay.
But it's a normal evolution, so that's not a spoiler. Like, I just think that's important information to know. It evolves by leveling up. It doesn't have to like be during the daytime when you've tickled it in Pokemon ME for 5 hours straight. You know, like.
Wow, it does level up way late.
Yeah, it really does.
Have you got the guy or the girl?
I got the girl. And that's not being a sexist. That's just saying I think that the girl's design was ugly compared to the male's, because I like the male's mane, and then I saw the girl's, and she didn't look like the same Pokemon anymore. She looked like some kind of, like, ferret. Because her body was longer, I think, too.
Hmm? Oh, speaking of ferrets.
Trade, Jack!
What?
I should give you my girl, Litleo, and you give me your guy one, because I think the girl looks like a ferret. I really
think she does. I want the girl.
You can take the girl, Litleo. I mean, my Litleo's so boss. Litleo grows up so quick, and it's just so strong. It's Fire Fang. It's just so good.
Oh. It learns so many normal type moves I'm looking at. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, give me that takedown.
You're sounding like that Pokemon fan club guy.
Hmm? With the Rapidash.
Rapidash is so soft and warm. I cuddle up to it every single night. Yeah.
Am I the only one that doesn't care about the gender of my Pokemon?
I don't care about gender unless it affects the evolution, okay?
I don't care about it. Yeah, exactly, if it affects the evolution.
That's the only time I'm ever going to care about it, ever.
Because I made sure I caught a girl Litleo, because I wanted it.
I tried really hard to find another Litleo, and they just weren't showing up, and I was just angry.
Really? They showed up everywhere.
I was not finding a lot of Litleos in the wild. I really wasn't, which is a little bit frustrating.
Wait, so you got yours through a trade. I found heaps in the wild.
No. I found my Litleo in the wild. But you know what? We have different we have different copies. I have Y. If you have X, it might be like more common in your game than mine. Yeah. Sometimes that happens, or they make different versions have more common versions of, you know. Okay, so anyways, as we are going through and fighting all these dark shadows on the ground, we eventually come up to an area that is no longer that over-the-shoulder thing that was kind of fun. And I'm assuming they got rid of it because they thought it was going to start becoming too gimmicky and, you know, like dungeon and crawly if you did that too long. You go out into like a, what looks like a normal cave, many other gen, and I, to the best of my knowledge, wasn't getting wild battles in the ground.
No, you don't there.
No, you don't, but you have every once in a while, like, Woobat swoops down from the ceiling, but it's not often, so I was like, oh, thank God. But you still can't have cave random battles, as we've seen in Connecting Cave, because Connecting Cave brought us to Amberette Town, so...
If you notice, with the Woobats, you'll see a shadow on the ground. So if you don't go over that shadow, they won't attack you.
Oh, so it's like the Drill Burr in Gen 5?
Oh, yeah, totally, because I played that one, so I know exactly.
Well, Jack in Tamando talked about the Drill Burr in Gen 5 will like start like making the ground underneath that you like start to crumble a little bit, and sometimes it's a gem, and sometimes, and it's also like when you're on like the Charizard Bridge, I think in Gen 5, and you see feathers, you see shadows, and you either get like a, like an HP up feather, or you'll get like a ducklet. Ducklets are hard. Ducklets are a good typing. Water flying is a good typing.
Yeah.
It really is. What's another water flying? Is, I mean, there's
Gyarados.
Gyarados, and what's the Phoebus evolution?
Milotic.
Milotic is
awesome. I want to
duck right now. Milotic is great, but you'll look at finding. Good luck finding a Phoebus. The only way to find a Phoebus is to go in a certain tile, and you have to like guess what the tile is, and you still have a really low percentage. You have to like fish for it with like a super rod, and like Gen 3 or only or something, and I don't know. It's, you might as well just try and get it on the GTS and just give someone like a legendary, and they'll probably give it to you.
I can get a Wingull. Those are fire or flying water.
Yeah, Pelipper is not too big.
I said Pelipper. I guess I'm Pelipper.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Listen to me.
Jack knows every Gen 3 Pokemon. God, Pika it. And I know that, so Milotic, is that Dragon Water? Dragon Flying? It has to be Dragon Flying, because Lance used it. And Lance only used flying types.
And dragon.
For Gen 2.
Oh, yeah, it's only dragon.
Gen 2 only used flying types. Gen 1 only used dragon types. But a lot of the flying types that Gen 2's leader used were, you know, dragon types along with that.
So, like, you know, you're talking, he didn't just use, I think you were just trying to say he just used flying. I was like, no.
No, like, dragon. He always, the common theme was flying for that. Anyways, as we're talking, talking water flying, it's a good mix. I agree, and except for of course when you hit electricity, but that's another story.
Oh yeah,
yeah, definitely. So right here now is when you have your first encounter with Team Flare. You've never even heard hide or tail of them up until past the 1/8 of the game. I'd say we're about one eighth into the game, and we're just hearing about our team. That's pretty usual, but it still felt long to me. So maybe XY is going to feel longer because we still have so many badges to get. But it took so long to get to badge 2, so that it felt so long to get, you know, Team Flare. Jack, did you find it like a long time to get to that first battle with them?
Yeah, I thought it was. I was surprised we didn't even hear anything about them. Oh, I know, wasn't there, there was one guy who wasn't there. I think it was in Lumio City. But you didn't find him, but he was just there, and then he sort of said something to you, then you left. I swear that's happened.
I think you're losing it.
I think you're losing it, that didn't happen. But you do fight Team Flare, and they use Pokemon like Houndour, I remember, and the Houndour are going to be so beastly when they're Houndoom. It's just how grunts with Houndoom. I really hope that that's just, like, the Team Flare leaders, like those girls that were wearing, like, you know, those Tron glasses and skirts that we talked about way back when they were first revealed. But, yeah, I hope that they're using Houndooms, not grunts, because then I can prepare myself for it. But, like, I don't want grunts to be using Houndooms. That's ridiculous. Houndooms will just, like, curse the Pika out of you. Then they'll just bite after they've used, like... Howl or something. It'll be just like Cynthia all over again. Not Cynthia. Which Elite Four member used that? It was like a horrible one. I can't. Agatha.
It was from, No, I guess it's Gen 1. It was...
Gen 2.
It was Gen 2.
See, I think it's Gen 4.
Oh. I'm just thinking... Well, it was like a very, like... It was a one of those ghost ladies for an Elite Four member. She was a ghost in dark. I think her comic
was
dark types.
Karen.
Karen, yes, okay. Yeah, Karen, who used dark types, used Houndoom, and that's what's kind of jaded me. Just as much as, you know, Whitney's jaded me on Melodic, not Melodic, on Milk Tanks for the rollout. You know, who doesn't know, like, the classic, like, we hate Milk Tank and we hate rollout. That's just, they're kind of together. I also hate Houndoom from Karen, so that's hopefully not what's going to happen in this Team Grunt battle. So as you travel a little bit farther after that first Team Grunt battle, you double battle with Serena, who just shows up and is like, hey, bro, let's go take these jerks on together. So naturally, I killed all of Serena's Pokemon to see who she's carrying now, just so I know what to prepare for when I'm battling her later on. Oh,
bad partner.
Yeah, you're sick.
And I think she was using something new. I know she was using her Brixen, and, oh, shoot, I don't remember. I think she was using Frufru or something weird. I don't know. I don't remember. I wish I did. I could kill them for a purpose so I can remember who she was using so I could prepare. But I don't remember who she was using.
So we're all learning that we don't double battle with you. Like, if you're on our team, you don't care.
Well, you're on a computer. They don't care. They don't, like, they don't peek at me. Like, I can do all I want to the computers, and they don't know the difference.
You're sick.
So, yeah. So, Serena helps you beat the Pika out of these Team Flare grunts. This is when the Woobat swoops down on the ceiling from me and really surprised me. It scared me almost as much as when that Venipede jumped out of the bushes when I was walking to that castle.
Oh, yeah.
That was
That's
freaky.
That's good shit. Pika out of me.
Live episodes can't be edited.
We have Jack on for one episode. He's just Pika, 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 Pika.
Pika, Pika,
Pika. I've been out of the
Get
game
Pika
for a while.
Get Pika in your brain.
Anyway, I had Ordino jump out at me. That scared the Pika out of me as well.
Yeah, yeah. Ariel was really sad that she didn't get her Ordino because that's her favorite Pokemon.
Oh, that was me that had Ordino.
But Saman had
Ariel
that.
Had something
yeah. yeah, Saman, I've you got, had that Ordino yeah. that popped up, and that got Ariel really jealous of you. Okay, so big choice right here. You turn the corner, and you see the jaw and the sail fossils and the hands of a random scientist. You choose which based on if you're guessing, but if you're us, you're Pokemon journalists, we'll call ourselves, we already knew which was which. We knew that the jaw was Tyrant and that the sail was Amora, and their typings are Rock Dragon and Ice Dragon, respectively. I chose my Tyrant. I'm not going to use it because it's too overpowered, and I feel like it might be a pseudo legendary because it's pretty it's already like it's the equivalent of Growlithe, and I mean Arcanine is not a pseudo legendary. I know I hear that a lot whenever I say that, but it's equivalent to how strong Arcanine is before it evolves when it's Growlithe. So I don't even want to know what facing a Tyrant evolution is going to be like. I don't know its name because I haven't evolved it, but if anyone else knows what's it called.
Tyrantrum.
Right, okay. So when I face a Tyrantrum on like the Elite Four or like by an Ace trainer, I'm gonna be like, it's gonna trip me up.
There I have one and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is good typing. Rock Dragon is a very good type too, because it seems to be able to cover Fairy pretty well for some reason. I don't know why. It just does. It just it doesn't loosen that super effectiveness weakness from Fairy, but I don't know why. It just seems like I could always get back at Fairy with that. I don't know. Anyways, so yeah, I chose Tyrant. Jack, who'd you choose?
Tyrant. But I don't really care because I hate fossils. So
you don't like
Same.
Fossils?
I don't like fossils at all. Except in saying that, Rock Dragon wouldn't be bad to add to my team, so I might use Tyrant down the line, but not now. I don't know what level
like
fossils,
you get
it at. I just don't really care. I don't know why I just hate fossils. I even don't like Kabutops, and you know.
So that's Strike 2. I want you to let you know that is Strike 2.
We can just go out and say that Gen 1 had the most fossils out of any of the gens, because it did.
Yeah.
And we covered that episode of PokeChat recently where it was after the one that Jigglypuff was singing, and it just brought to my mind, like, it goes, I'm going to get these all wrong, these names wrong, I know, because it's been so long since I've talked about them. Yeah, a whole month. It's
Aerodactyl.
Aerodactyl, Omnistar, Omnimite, Kabuto, Kabutops. That's five. Yeah. It's more than the four that we have in this gen still, so...
Oh, you're counting its evolutions. Okay, that...
Yeah. I'm not just counting... Right, right. But Aerodactyl really tips it over. Like, Aerodactyl's strange. I don't know why Aerodactyl was added in Gen 1. And Aerodactyl is also Rock Dragon.
No, it's not
Rock
Dragon.
Flying. Rock Flying.
Actually, that's not bad, actually.
We got Rock Flying types. It's the Flying type, so that's...
Yeah, it is Rock Flying.
But it doesn't make you resistant to... electricity weakness for flying, as many people think it would, but rock is not, as we've talked about before, resistant to electricity. It is ground. That's why you couldn't affect...
I always get that mixed up. And
I know it's
I
hard, because rock and ground are just, it's like a weird how similar they are, you know?
Well, yeah. that's why Flygon is good, because Flygon is ground flying. Oh, no, sorry, ground dragon, I think.
Ground dragon, and it has levitate. So
yeah, and it can fly.
You like double can't hit it with electricity.
Yeah,
even if you use whatever that gravity move is to bring down Pokemon, you still can't hit it with electricity. So
how is Sudowoodo just rock type? Sorry, that was random, but I was just
that was very out. Random. Sudowoodo is just rock type because it is.
It's a tree.
I mean, it's a tree.
I know that's what's.
I've always just kind of noted since Gen 2 that it was just rock type. I don't know, it's really special to me. Bonsly's pretty fun to throw around in Super Smash Bros. Alright, so back to our cave that we're in. If you didn't grab an escape rope, you are SOL, because you can't even use, if you have what I have,
teleport.
You can't use teleport out of a cave, and you always have not been able to. You've never been able to. So always, my rule of thumb, like, everything I do when I go to Pokemon, like when I first beat my first gym, and I have the money to do it, I get one of each, like paralyzed, poison, heal, blah, 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 blah. And I also get an escape rope. It's important to get that escape rope. You will be
There's
stuck in a cave like this.
In the game.
I love your little escape rope PSA.
There's an escape rope right behind the fossil person.
I didn't see it. It's well, like maybe I picked it up, but I didn't regard it, because I was like, I already have them, so. It would be Yeah. Oh, that's going to be put those there. It reminds me of Bellsprout Tower in Gen 2, where you could get the escape rope right after you talk to your rival, I think. So, do you battle him in that Bellsprout Tower area?
I don't know.
I don't know if you battle Silver right there. Anywho, yes, you can use your escape rope to come right at the beginning, and then I used teleport when I got out of that cave, because I was not about to ride that Rhyhorn back. It was going to take way too long. Therefore, I screwed over every single person looking to come to Glittering Cave forever, because they can never... I broke the system. I made it so that like I went there, but it didn't come back with it. So Rhyhorn must be just chilling on that side of Glittering Caves. Sorry, anyone looking to go get more fossils or fight, you know, Team Flare in... let's say Pokemon Z, but you're not going to be able to. So, I screwed you over.
Too bad if for some reason you needed to walk back.
Yeah, no one. I'm sure, I'm joking. I know that the Rhyhorn's reset. Like, they wouldn't do that to you. The Rhyhorn reset back to,
what
to
if it didn't,
the Ambrite side town.
You just broke the game.
No, they wouldn't do that. Trust me, they would have larger issues on their hands if... Then this Lumio City break, if that's what was happening. Everyone would be doing that same thing.
I saved in Lumio City by accident, and it didn't screw up my game. So.
Well, it's not going to screw up your game initially. It only screwed up if you turn it off and try and load that save file.
I did.
So
I did that originally.
Oh, shoot.
I wasn't thinking. And I just saved, and I was like, oh, no.
Were you outside? Were you inside?
Yeah, no, I was outside.
Oh, my God. Bad.
It won't happen with every game.
Yeah,
I did it. Mine's fine.
You guys are risk takers, like, because I put a little hard work into my team, and I don't want to just like have it erased because all of a sudden, you know, oh, whatever, I saved in the wrong place. Like, you guys are just like willy-nilly, yeah, I'll save wherever.
YOLO.
Well, I did it before. I did it before that I knew that was going on.
Right. Yeah, no, well, that's the good thing about playing this playthrough, is because I go slow, and as I go up, I not only hear about, you know, like nice things like, oh, you can catch your Eevee in this grass, but also hear things like, oh, watch out for this glitch, because it's going to break your game. All right, so if you go back to Ambrite Town, you will easily be able to change your fossils over in, like, milliseconds, as opposed to when you were in Gen 1, and it took forever. You had to, like, go out and, like, make a sandwich first before you can do that. Like, probably, like, visit your mom, because she was right below... the city for Blaine, the fire gym leader in Gen 1. But anyways, yeah, so you're told right after you do that, that your next stop is the Silly-Age City Gym. Finally! It's the first we've heard of it, and I'm really excited to just get this gym battle over at this point. I was just playing and playing. Like, Saman, were you getting to the point where you were just like, all right, I just need to have this affirmation that I'm still, like, becoming Pokemon League champion, you know? Like, was that where you're at?
Every city I got up to, I was like, come on, it has to be a gym in this one. Surely. Half a century later.
Yeah, well, yeah, it reminded me of, like, Ash in the anime when for a while he was just like, oh no, we're gonna go and defeat Team Rocket in another town, but there's no gym, so let's skip this town.
Or, oops, I follow Rift Stars. Or else it'd be like, oops, I follow Rift Stars.
Five filler episodes, yeah, exactly. Okay, so the steps, like I was saying before, to get to Silly City are to take Route 8 Morail Coast, which is the path you reach from the aquarium. You can walk down. It's another awkward camera angle because they felt the need to make it fun in 3D, but the way you walk down is like you go like in the door and then the stairs turn as you're going down and then you're like walking this way. So I was like, wait, can I keep my joystick to the left or am I going to like start running into the stairs because the camera turned? So I don't know. It always confuses me doing that. You are walking down a rail coast. It is pretty. The sand is fabulous. And I enjoyed the view very much even though it was just digital. And all of a sudden it rained.
Here's the brochure.
Here's the brochure. And, yeah, I sound like a very convincing real estate agent for a second there. Yeah, but a random swimmer is just like, hey, dowsing machine. And I was just like, they're not even trying. Come on. Like, this person has no relevance to the story. They're just like, I mean, I almost get the rocks, the Rock Smash TM guy. Like, that was all right. But this lady was just like, I'm just here to give you dowsing machine. There's no more if, and, what's, or but about it. Like, I have no excuses.
It's well, like a gen- she wouldn't actually let you get through unless you'd finish the fossil mission.
Oh, I never tried. Well, yeah, see, you're trying to break the rules, Jack.
That's why you're trying to not do fossils.
You're trying not to get the fossils. You don't care.
Same. I don't like the same thing. I'm with Jack.
And with the swimmers, they are quite revealing.
Oh yeah, they always have been.
I sent a Snapchat to you, Mitch. I'm pretty sure. No, I sent it to quite a few people. Well, it's I sent it to one of my friends and I took a picture of it and I said you should buy X and Y because like the swimmer had like you know, pretty big and she was in a bikini.
Pretty big pikas.
And then the next trainer was just like, oh, this might be my last battle wearing my swimsuit. It's like, wow, this is just.
Yeah, they definitely. There are some innuendos in this gen. I know that they've done that with one that was like. Where do us girls wearing bikinis keep our Pokeballs? It's a girl's secret. No. And I was like, no, they didn't. They didn't do that. That was horrible. This is like 50 Shades of Grey stuff. Like, we gotta get out of that Pika. Anyways, mine's out of the gutter now. This lady wants to give you the dowsing machine. I'm assuming she likes going and searching for coins on the beach. That's my deal with her. I don't use this dowsing machine ever. Machine. Yeah, I don't use the dowsing machines in any gems because I don't care to find those items. It's too much of a task. But do you guys get really anal? Bad choice of words. Do you guys get really distinct about finding... It probably would have been as bad if I didn't note it. Do you guys get really, really into finding all the dowsing items?
No.
No.
Like, did you guys even use this dowsing machine?
I've used it once.
What was it like? Like, how'd you use it? Like, what... Was it like... Under bottom touchscreen was like a beeping radar again. I think that happened.
No, you like see the character and it's holding it, and these little like electrical rods come out of it whenever you get close to the item. Not very cool. Screen, it kind of beeps a little bit, but you just kind of have to watch the character more or less. It's actually really weird. No, on the top.
That's confusing. I don't understand that, but I should probably play around with it so I can understand it more.
You won't. I had to use it during a thing, and you'll hit there sometime later.
Oh, it's part of the game. Well, cool. I'm kind of happy that I had to use it because it just felt too random to not.
It took me like 20 minutes, it felt like.
Okay, maybe I'm not too excited about that. It's a harder puzzle than that frou-frou thing, like trap the frou-frou in the hedge maze. When
that was hard.
Like, oh, here's the answer.
She felt sorry for you, so she's told you what to do.
Yeah, she just stopped caring. She was just like, yeah, you know what? We're done with this Pika. I've been through, like, too much. Just use... This is how we're getting the Fufu. Like, we're done, guys. Come on. We're not
actually, peeking around. I really, really like the friends. I love, like, the different... like different feeling of you're like five friends and you find each of them throughout the rest of the game. I love them. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, and it's almost like they have personalities for once too.
Yeah, like there's not really one rival. Like you're just all friends, which I think is a really refreshing change.
Well, did you play Gen 5, Jack? Because
oh yeah, but that guy, I didn't like that guy.
Well, yeah, Bianca
I hate Bianca, but. But I'm talking about the your friend whose sister gets her Pokemon stolen.
Oh my god, he's all about like getting the purloin of the sister. I'm like, guys, those things.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Even though I was really happy when he got it back. I just stopped caring. I was like, you're so rude.
Yeah, he was rude. He was just like, I'm going to defeat all of Team Plasma to get this purloin back. And I was like, is that really worth it?
Yeah.
This thing's like a Rattata of this generation. It's really not that cool. Yeah. So I agree. I think that the friends are pretty cool, and there's four friends, not five. You're one of the five. Is what you probably meant, Jack? And
yeah, I like all the four. Yeah, the other four. I like all them. Yeah.
And they do call you by your nickname, so I hope you guys picked a good one, because if you picked Little D, then like. You're not gonna have a good time anymore, and it's becoming a joke. Like I pointed out in the hypeable PokeChat fan group on Facebook, I pointed out that it's becoming a thing that other people are noticing that if your name starts with D, that you get some pretty funny nicknames like Little D or Big D.
Yeah, Big D.
They didn't really think that through, but how could they? I don't know. They could have avoided that, I think, out of all names. But okay, so I mean, past all the naughty names they were looking to black out, I'm sure that. The letter D was the least of their worries. Okay, so, yeah, you are going through this Morail Coast, and you will see a area to rock smash, and there is a sign behind where this rock needs to be smashed, leading me to think, oh, this is an alternate path. This leads to, like, a special cave. Maybe there's another fossil in here. I don't know. Like, I know there wasn't, because I know there's only two fossils in this gen. So I like gear up and I go back and get like a zigzag zoom or something like really dumb, like a Bidoof or something, and I get it all rock smashed up and I'm like, all right guys, here we go. Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna rock smash for the first time and it's gonna lead to an epic path. So I go up to it, I use it, and this little zigzag zoom, he comes up and he's like, here's my job, I waited for this all my HM slave life. So I use it, he smashes that rock. And I look right past this thing and I'm just like, it's just a sign.
Yeah.
And he goes, advanced trainer tips. And it was something like, do you know that you can find items on the ground by pressing A? And I was like, mm-mm. You did not just make me.
I haven't even used cut because of that.
I'm never going to use cut. I really won't. I know that I don't have to, so I'm not going to. Thank you, Ariel, for ruining that for me, but I'm not going to use cut. No one will learn cut in my team. I don't care how golden that Pokeball is on the other side of that cut tree. I will not be going to
go cut.
Sparkling gold. I don't even care if it's golden nuggets. Not worth it.
At least Surf and stuff is kind of worth it. Like, it's actually a powerful move. So
yeah, exactly. Like, Surf and Fly... Surf and Fly are where I draw the limits. Like, they're fine, and then it gets down to, like, Rock Smash, which is like, oh, it's a fighting-type move, but it does, like,
I gave strength to my Tyrant, sadly, and I was like, oh, that was a waste.
Oh, no, you wasted your Tyrant. He's not happy anymore.
He'll still be powerful.
That's a normal-type move. You know how I feel about normal-type moves.
I always forgot that it's normal-type until I darn clicked the button.
You'd think it would be fighting.
Yeah, you really would think that strength would be fighting. But it's a normal type move without any other effects, so it doesn't even have, like, the headbutt, you know, thing. Like, you know, I like headbutt because you can flinch, and it's a pretty strong move in the beginning of the games, always. But I just will never use strength. Done. I'm sorry. Well, interestingly enough, when I was watching speedruns of Gen 1 and Gen 2, because those are the easiest to speedrun, because they're the most glitchy, I guess, and you can skip past the most trainers. Anyways, the person I was watching... was always using headbutt and strength because they quoted those as being the the strongest moves in the beginning of the game that you access with the most PP, and headbutts, flinch really help them out. So, I mean, those moves can come in handy for that specific little niche of Pokemon, and other than that, I just will never use strength. So I was very peeked off when I had to use strength at an upcoming area we're about to go into. Saman?
Well, has every game needed strength for Victory Road? Is that every game?
I can't think of one that didn't, honestly. I think both Black 1 and Black 2 both needed it.
Looks like you might have to use it.
Yikes. Yeah, I believe... I'm going to venture a guess out and say yes, that's correct. I mean, Jack, can you detest that there was a Victory Road that didn't need strength?
No, I'm pretty sure all of them did. Because you need to use all the HMs.
And I know that there's a spoiler out.
They have to do that.
And I know that some of us have beaten... And they know some things about the rest of the game. We're not going to get to what we know. I know we're going some on, but we can't talk about that now. So, yes, strength is a move that you will not want to teach your Pokemon, but you're going to have to. And do you guys have a good tip for an HM slave for what learns Cut, Rock Smash, and Strength? Because those are usually ones that people need to know.
Binnacle. Is that one?
What?
I feel like that one would.
What is it?
Binnacle, whatever, that new Pokemon.
Were you thinking of the Zigzagoon evolution?
No, it's a two-hand thing. Bionicle. What is its name?
I've never seen Bionicle yet. Bionicle are like those Lego toys.
I know, I just Googled it. Yeah. Stop.
What is it? Do you know?
I'm trying to find it.
Okay, let us know when you find that so I can tell people what a good HM slave is, because everyone needs a good HM slave. What are we saying? Like, Rattata doesn't cut it. Do-do-ch.
HM slave life instead of thug life.
Yeah, thug life. HM slave life. I don't know. I'll look it up. I know I saw one recently that was a usable Pokemon, but I mean, personally, I'm using something you guys are going to laugh at. I'm using Snorlax for strength and Rock Smash. I'm sure it could use Cut if it needed to, too. Maybe it could. But I just didn't really care. I know it can learn Dig, too, so. Yeah, I was like, you know what, Snorlax is one of those that I'm not going to bother with because A, it's Gen 1, B, it is one that is a one-of-a-kind that I find are too overpowered, so I'm not going to bother using this in my team. So I might as well HM slave it, huh? And I can trade it out to someone so they can really peek it off when they have to go delete all the moves via Move Tutor.
Yeah, it is Binnacle.
How do you spell that?
B-I-N-A-C-L-E.
Is wow. Just like Bionicle.
Look that up.
What does it
and
look
it evolves
like?
Into Barbacle.
What is it? Like, what's its type or something?
Rock Water.
What?
It can't learn Rock Smash. It learns Cut, Surf, and Strength.
I'm sure it learns Waterfall at that effect.
I've never seen this Pokemon before. It looks like a carrot. Like, carrot coming out of rock.
It's like two of them, right? Two little hands?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's just weird. Strange. I'll
I
tell you
swear
when I see
we
that
covered
thing.
That on PokéChat.
No, we definitely didn't.
No, well, that wasn't revealed before the game came out, because I would have known about it. I knew about every single one.
Yeah.
So far, I basically played the game, and so nothing surprised me. Okay,
that
so I'm excited to see the HM Slave. I'll pick that up, Devin. Thank you for looking it up for us. As you enter Silage City, you will have a lot of exciting things happen to you, as this is a Gym Leader City. Okay, so going through the list, there is the Massage Man next to the Poke Center that raises your Pokemon's friendliness. This is kind of pointless in this gen because of Pokemon on Me. You can sit there and pet your little Eevee to your heart's content to get Sylveon, or, well, it's a different effect, or Espeon and Umbreon from it, or whatever you're doing for friendliness. Pichu, maybe Azumarill, or whatever. Okay, so at the hotel, you can talk on the first floor to people sitting at like a table, and one of them will give you the rest TM. The other will give you sleep talk the TM, which is a great combo for Snorlax if you're not using it for your HM slave. Gotta admit, that's pretty good. Sleep talk is it's all right because it chooses a move at random to use, so it's the best thing you can do while you're waiting for your Pokemon to wake up. I know that there's berries that you can give your Pokemon to wake them up in the middle of battle from sleep automatically. And I know that in, I think, Gen 5 and the remakes of Gen 2, you could get the Poke Flute, and you could use it in battle to wake up your Pokemon. And some other flutes that you could make out of, like, ash, I think, in, like, Gen 3.
Yeah,
Jack.
Gen 3, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, Yellow Flute, I'm pretty sure, cures confusion.
Well, it's a rather sad thing that we will never see those items in Gen 6 because you cannot trade items up from any other gens, unfortunately, from Gen 5 to Gen 6. So that breaks the line of items. Makes me really sad. I know I can't take my old lucky eggs, for instance, from Gen 5 and give them to my Gen 6. It's just so dumb. Like, let me put them in the Pokemon Transfer app. It's not going to hurt anything. It's just an item. Like, what's the big deal, guys? Come on. Okay, so you also get the Destiny Knot item, which makes it so that if one Pokemon falls in love with another, the one that caused the affection will also fall in love. So everyone will sit around just hugging each other in a nice love fest if you're holding that item. Very specific, probably only used in meta. I can't think of a reason that I would ever keep that on a normal Pokemon. You know, like, I don't see too many Pokemon that use... It's not Attract. What's the move? Charm? No, it's Attract.
Right. It's Attract.
Yeah. Right. I don't see too many Pokemon trainers that use Attract in single-player game, and every once in a while I'll find, like, a wild Pokemon that does that, but there isn't, like, for instance, Miltank Whitney out there doing that to us. God, Whitney, she'll never live down that legacy unless she whines and cries and won't give you the badge after, too. Gah!
That big baby.
Oh, she's such a big baby. She really is. So at the cafe, you can pay differing amounts of money to sit at different locations. Trainers will show off their prized Pokemon here, which I assume registers them in your Pokedex so you know where to capture them later on. One of them, I went for the middle tier one, Jack. One of them was the Baby Lucario evolution, so you can go find that if you want to go pay the extra bucks for it. And I don't think you can battle or anything in here, so that's pretty much all there was to that. You also go to the bike shop and get this gen's free bike. It was obtained in this generation by answering a quiz. It was like, you are the millionth customer. Actually, you're the millionth and one customer. But good thing we have another loophole, because if you take a quiz, you can get this bike for free. Well, that's pretty convenient for you, isn't it? And the quiz was like, bikes can come in different colors, yes or no? And I was like, well, let me look right behind me. Yeah. Okay, so once you get the bike, you learn that it is faster than the rollerblades in this gen, which is cool. I like that. It's fun to play around on my bike. It goes pretty fast. I'm a big fan of it, although, Saman, I have a question. I was able to have a headlight working on my bike originally, but then it seemed to stop at nighttime, which is twisted. You'd think it would be on for not daytime, but nighttime. So, Saman, did you find the same thing with your bike? Like, how was your bike working for you?
I had the same thing with the headlight, except I think mine worked at night,
Yours worked at night? Maybe it just broke last night, because you and I were playing multiplayer, which we'll talk about in a bit, and it just wasn't working, and I was like, hey, where's my headlight? My character is going to crash into something and not be good, so. Jack, are you a big fan of the bike in this gen?
I haven't gotten it yet. I just skipped it for now.
It's really nice to ride.
No, I was going to defeat the gym and then go back in, like, explore the town. And then didn't defeat the gym.
No. When they ask you if it comes in different colors, just choose no. See what happens.
Oh, I think I did
You'll
it by accident.
You'll probably get it anyway.
I did it by accident. They're just like, oh, really? Wait, try again. And I was like, wow, you really want to give me this bike for free. Why can't you guys just, like, have a random trainer give it to me? Like, oh, you want a dowsing machine and a foldable bike? Here you go.
I forgot that it's foldable. All right, I guess it has to be foldable.
Because you keep it in your pocket, in your bag, so I don't know.
They should implement that, like the Skyrim thing where you can only carry so much.
No, I don't want Gen 1 again. Gen 1 was horrible. I hated throwing out stuff, and I'm never going to play a game again if they do that. It was the worst.
And that's what's frustrating about Animal Crossing.
Oh, man.
Well, that's part of, like, Jack, if you ask me, that's almost part of, like, the platforming or the gameplay of Animal Crossing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
the
definitely.
Challenge of only being able to hold so much because you want to capture yourself.
Are you playing that anymore?
What?
No, I haven't played in a while.
Yeah, I'm done.
The joke is that with a lot of Animal Crossing players that I've seen, like, a million comics drawn of, like, the secretary, Isabel, and she's like, oh, Mayor, are you ever coming back? And there's, like, cobwebs all over, like, the town,
oh,
and, like,
yeah.
Weeds, and, like, it's, like, the Armageddon, like, you know, rose up when you were playing Pokemon X and Y.
I found some picture with some Animal Crossing thing where it says, like, someone's like, oh, yeah, I'm moving soon, I'll miss you, and they're like, nope, I'm the goddamn mayor, you're going nowhere.
God, Pika Bear! God
Pika. Whatever.
Oh, you guys are all Pika. We got two Pika-ers in this episode. Saman's last.
Now, it's all because of Jack. I'm blaming him because he's causing my mouth to be bad.
All right, we've got to keep these two boys
I've been out of the game for a while.
No kidding.
Yeah, definitely.
Jack's you're giving not us nice... our innocent, not 18-year-old anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jack had a birthday. Yeah. He turned 18, so he's an adult, and I guess he feels he could Pika on my podcast now, but he is quite wrong. Okay, so you get this free bike. It zooms around. It's kind of fun. There is a hill you can go up, which looks like it wants to be raced on. There's even a finish line, but for some reason, no one wants to race you on that, and they don't tell you to come back later. So I'm kind of disappointed. I really wanted to have a bike race. I wanted to, like, you know, Pika some Pikas up, but I couldn't, unfortunately. Pika some Pikas up. So randomly, the gym leader pops up, and he's just like, oh, hey, you probably want the strength HM, but you can't use it until you defeat me, so lol, come beat me now. And I was like, well, that was a little bit too convenient. But before you go and battle him, if you go to the top of that hill, you can see the connecting cave also is there. So you can lead yourself back to the junction where it leads to that battle chateau if you want from there. But you have to be able to use strength. There's a very sassy hiker that's very upset that he's blocked in, and you haven't used strength in that boulder yet. I'm like, guy, stop being so lazy. Go defeat the second gym leader. You go get the strength HM. You take it. I don't want this thing. And you move all the boulders and tell me how I blocked it in there, okay? I was having none of that hiker. I was like, he is not my friend right now. And as you enter in the Silage City Gym, you will find yourself overtaken by the large rock-climbing walls. There's also a pretty waterfall. I found this pretty scenic. So, Devin, this is probably the most scenic gym you've seen so far out of any of the games. So what would you say about this awesome vista?
It was nice. It was cool to see, especially having it be the second gym. So it's kind of... I don't know, the first gym I thought was kind of neat looking, too, the whole spiderweb effect. So this is kind of building on that cooler scenery.
Well, Devin, are you finding the gyms too straightforward in comparison to the older games? Like, the way the paths to get to the gym leaders, do they seem too straightforward to you?
I'm used to going straight, and then there's the gym leader, so... besides, like, Koga.
Oh, no, you're not. You've played with Koga, who has invisible lines to...
Yeah, and Sabrina's teleporting... stuff.
Yeah, Sabrina's tell, like, you've had some hard gyms in your day. But...
I guess, yeah, these ones are... the spiderweb even took me a second, but it wasn't too bad. I didn't
oh, come on, you just
that.
Followed the dewdrops.
I didn't even think about doing that. I was looking at the ground the entire time, like, okay, I can't go that way, I gotta go this way.
Yeah, that was me as well.
Yeah, see? Took me funny. A little while.
Follow, like, the darkened... Don't hit the darkened part of the spiderweb, I guess, right?
But these are... I mean, yeah, these are fairly straightforward. You just climb up it, essentially. Mm-hmm. There's only, like, two dead ends, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and I always would try...
Zelda.
It reminds you of Zelda. How so?
When you climb up walls. Oh. Pretty much any 3D RPG game.
Any 3D RPG game when you climb up, like, a rock wall, it reminds you of Zelda?
Yep.
That's funny.
I was waiting for the spiders to come down.
Well, I'm sure that, Samana, Jack, you guys do the same thing that I do, where you try and find the dead end, you try and find the wrong path first, so that you can find where the right way is, but you want to finish all that's on the dead end before you beat the gym leader, so you can defeat all those...
Yeah, I don't want to miss anything, and I never like to miss trainers and gyms.
Because they're good experience, you know? Like, they have good teams, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And once you beat the leader, you can't fight those trainers. So I always look around. I hate rock climbing in real life, and I wasn't a fan of it in the game.
Oh, I love rock climbing.
Rock climbing is scary. Like, one time I was rock climbing, and the ceiling, like, started, like, going up like this, and I was, like, holding on like that, and if I let go, I would have swung back and hit a wall and, like, died. Like, I don't like rock climbing for that experience. It was a little bit too scary for me. It's an adventurous thing to do, and it's fun to do it. But one time I was also doing a rock climbing race against, like, five other people, like, an amusement park, and I beat the peak out of them. Like, my long limbs were able to, like, reach up and, like, grab the rocks from up above, and I like getting... It's really satisfying getting, like, that little tiny rock, and it has a little divot in it, like, right there, that you can, like, just barely reach. You, like, stick, like, your two fingers in, right? And you pull your body weight up, and you're like, yeah! You ring that bell, and then you just fall down, and let the zip line catch you or whatever. It's so much fun. So Rock climbing can be fun in moderation, I'd say. Devin, do you like rock climbing?
I don't think I've ever been rock climbing.
Well, we're going to need to change that when I'm visiting you soon.
Hey, yes, true.
It'd be fun, absolutely. Okay, good. So, for rock climbing around, rock climbing is kind of small, a little bit clunky, not as clunky as the Rhyhorn. It's a little bit, like Jack was saying, akin to any Zelda game, the way you climb in those, because you have to like go up before you can go over. Can't really go diagonal very well. And the trainers didn't really have anything that impressed me too much. There was that one pretty rare Gen 4? Gen 3? Jack will know if it's Gen 3. It was a rock water fish. And it's not Tortega. It's not that.
What, Relicanth?
Relicanth, right. Is he Gen 3?
I think so.
Because he found him doing dive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Gen 3.
Right, so that guy showed up at one point, and he threw me for a loop because he just, like, had too many, like, rock moves against whoever I was using. I don't know. And he wasn't making me too happy with this water gun because I was like, no, you're supposed to be taking all that damage as a rock-type Pokemon from my water Pokemon. You shouldn't be dealing with that water. I hate when that happens. Rock water always throws me off in the whole three Pokemon it exists in. But other than that, I had zero issues defeating anyone. Anyone else? Like, was it another trainer that stuck out to you guys other than that Relicanth?
Not that I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, yeah, so, and of course, naturally, as you get up to the gym leader, since it's been tradition since Gen 1, ever since good old Brock, you will not have the gym leader notice you. You have to go up and talk to them, which is always the time to save before your gym leader battle. You really didn't need to save before this one because he barely tried. He had the Amora and Tyrant that you would have had if you had both fossils. And they were at level 15. And I think I had everyone at like level 20 at this point without even grinding from EXP all probably. So that's probably why it's a little bit too easy at this point. But he was ridiculous. He should have at least evolved his Amora. I know Tyrant would have been too beastly, but like I just ripped through it with whoever I was using. My War Turtle was just like, he was eating it up. I'm about to have a Blastoise just from this whole gym because he was just, War Turtle was loving all these rock types. He was eating them for breakfast. So let's go through and say who was our one water type or grass type.
The star
of your team, basically, that helped you out most. So Devin, who'd you use in the Silage City
gym? Frogadier, mainly. Because that time I had a Frogadier.
Right, because he was your starter. Jack, how about you?
Well, I haven't done it yet because I was half asleep when I was flying. But I will be using Greninja because it's water.
Do you already have a Greninja?
Yeah, mine's level 27.
No, you're thinking Frogadier then. Greninja,
Greninja is the third stage of Froakie. You couldn't have that at 27.
Yeah, I know what I mean.
I was like, no 30. Way have you been grinding this long just to get a Greninja.
And if he was the water star.
Yeah. Wait, what? Oh, are you talking about your Pampor, Simon?
Wait, what? No, you could only have a Greninja if he had a water stone.
No, it evolves by level.
Yeah, it's just starter.
It can't evolve with a stone? Oh, okay.
No, it's a starter. They would never make a starter evolve on a stone. That'd turn off so many players. God damn, it would make so many people like opposed to playing the game. I mean, Pikachu aside, I don't know, Pikachu is like, but like, it's a storyline in the anime that Pikachu wouldn't evolve, so people probably understood that, you know? Yeah. Pikachu is like, I don't know, I don't really count Pikachu as a starter. Pikachu is just kind of like this extra thing with high speed but really low defenses, so I don't know. I'm not too Pikachu. Sorry, Simon.
I'm still using mine. I don't mind them.
Ugh! Please tell me you're going to Thunderstone it. Please, at least.
Actually, I just looked at its move list because I wanted to see if I was going to learn anything special, and it doesn't. So, yeah, next time I turn it on, it will be Thunderstoned real quick.
Well, where are you getting your Thunderstone? Because that's not sold in the Lumio City Rock store quite yet.
I'm only a little bit ahead of where we're at right now, so I found one, actually.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that there was one a little bit past Silage City. So.
Yeah, you find it, and so I'm like, oh, cool.
That's convenient. They probably knew that. They were probably tracing where everyone that got their Pikachu in that forest would get to the level where they would be done training their Pikachu and they wanted to evolve it into Raichu. So
who wants Thunder? Nobody uses Thunder. It's all about Thunderbolt.
You'd be surprised. I mean, there's some people who like good...
It's
in meta.
Accuracy.
Well, that's why you've got to use Rain Dance, and then you're good to use Blizzard and or Thunder to your heart's content.
Can Pikachu learn Rain Dance?
No, it can't. But you can. But it's a good setup. You know, like start off with like.
Yeah, like a double battle type thing. That'd be good.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so. Yeah, Grant is dead and out of the water. He is done, and his fossil types are a cinch to get rid of. He gives you the TM Rock Tomb and allows you to use the move Strength. Therefore, you can go backwards to the Snorlax Pass, as I like to call it, area, and where you go to the Battle Chateau. I had some fun in the Battle Chateau. I trained up a little bit. I didn't move past Silage City because I didn't want to spoil myself yet. But I had some fun paying a lot of money in the Battle Chateau, which was funny because you had to pay something called a writ. Basically, it's just like pay money and more trainers will come and or stronger trainers will come. So I had to pay a total of 100,000 Pokédollars to do this. But Devin, the way I did it wasn't the joke that we made. We made in the PokéChat Facebook fan group the joke that I was like I sent the Pikachu that I caught in the forest off to like Lumio City to like slave power and like work the northern half again, but I don't want that because I don't want Lumio City. What really happened was that I just had my amulet coin set to my Pangor, my Panchamp, so I'd be getting a lot of money doing that. But my Pikachu is gone. My Pikachu is in GTS trade system right now, and I didn't care what Pokemon I got back, so I don't think it's gonna work because it's like type of the name of the Pokemon you want, and I said all. So I hope that that's just going to, like,
Caterpie, Bunnelby. Work in the system.
Like, I don't care. I did it for fun. I was like, someone else is going to want a Pikachu. I don't give a Pika. I really don't. I don't give a Pika about Pikachu.
Because, like...
About Pika.
Yeah, I don't even... I would never spend $50,000. I was like, whoa, it's a lot. Okay,
it's worth it, though, because it's experience, and it's trainers, and you get money for it, too, so it almost pays for itself. And I read that you can eventually fight the gym leaders and even the Elite Four champion eventually if you keep on paying. So I want that because that's going to be fun. Okay, so that's all we really had for our XY playthrough reactions. But we did have one person that wrote into our tweet which asked, who's the star Pokemon on your team in XY? So Chris Vincent, who is a pretty big fan of PokeChat and a lot of hypeable stuff, wrote in, Pangoro is my star. Didn't even know about him going into the game, but him and Charizard are ever present. So the thing with Pangoro is, I will spoil how you evolve it if anyone has it, sorry, because you need to know. You need to be able to evolve it with a dark type in your team past the level 32 to Pangoro from Pancham. So it's really specific because it turns to fighting dark. So cool. There's that. It's like it absorbs the darkness from that dark Pokemon in your team, you know what I mean?
It's like that squid Pokemon, you have to hold your 3DS upside down.
Is that legitimate? You really do have to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's actually true.
That's bloody weird.
Because that was speculation.
Devin. I don't know if that was true. And it's hard because not a lot of Pokemon are still, like their evolution line isn't online yet, so I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But anyways, Samad and I had a pretty fun experience recently the other night where we tried out the Wi-Fi stuff for the first time. As you guys probably know by PokeChat listeners, I don't turn on my Wi-Fi because I find that it wastes battery on the already diminishing battery of the 3DS. But Samad and I had a good time because I decided to just expenditure my battery for once. We were able to do quite a lot together. We were able to do something called game chat while we're battling each other, and it sounded like a walkie-talkie, really, to battle against each other. Yeah, it was fairly cool, and I was showing everyone before we started our broadcast where the microphone is, in case they didn't know, so I'll show you listeners, too. It's right underneath the start button, and start button is right there to give you a point of reference. So it's, like, right there, and I was doing it. I was trying to, like, find out where it was. Then at one point I was like blowing into it for her. And other than that, it was doing a pretty good job, the DS microphone, of only picking up my voice and not the music, which was cool. The Wi-Fi overall, I think, Samad, it worked pretty well. Like, it was strong enough on both ends to hold a consistent battle that moved quickly, and it moved faster than any other gen that I've really experienced, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, the audio didn't really glitch. And the only connecting please why message that came up was just when we're selecting.
Course they make you wait for your partner to select their moves too.
So it was pretty flawless, really.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with it. And it's pretty easy to see when your friends are online. People are calling this the Pokemon MMO that we've always wanted because you can play random trainers as they come on by. I don't know if you could trade them. You probably can. You can probably trade random Pokemon with random trainers, which is interesting. And it is overall becoming really neat in that they're using Wi-Fi to their full strengths in a really easy way on the bottom of the touchscreen. So that's our brief review of everything PSS. There's a lot more, like the GTS, Global Trading System, and just, you know, as it goes along, it's pretty fun to doodle around with that. Samad and I noted that there wasn't anything to do with the minigames that we had in Gen 5. We were really sad. We wanted a minigame to play. So it's sad. We'll have to pop those Drifloom balloons on our own. Very sad. Okay, so Devin and Jack, did you guys ever either play on Wi-Fi more? And I think, Devin, you said that you had a couple opportunities too, right?
I traded with Simone a little bit. I gave her a Fennekin.
Because you're collecting all of them and you're breeding them, or...?
I restarted a new playthrough on my girlfriend's copy because she asked for a Fennekin, and my girlfriend had yet to start, so I just ran through it real quick.
But I hope you're breeding. Well, you're probably not at that point.
No, I'm just restarting the game every time.
Oh, you're funny. Well, there's not too much to play up until getting to your
starters. No, and I wanted to get Charizard IX. Yeah, I wanted to get that stone, too, so it made it worth it. And I needed the other fossil, so I just played to that point.
Oh, so you played up to not only just... Professor Sycamore's lab in Lumio City to get that Charizard IX, but you also went all the way, that's a little bit far.
I gave myself like a level 28 Slowpoke or something, and it went through and it did some work, so it was fine. It didn't take me too long.
But it wasn't listening to you, was it?
Yeah, because after the first gym, they'll listen up to 30.
Probably because there's such a long gap between Gym 1 and Gym 2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a little bit game-breaking.
Inkay, you have to turn the 3DS upside down to evolve it.
That's legitimate. Oh, my God. Yep.
At what level?
After 30.
What's your source?
GamesRadar.com.
All right. Wow.
And Cerebi has it, too.
Is it literally just, like, in the middle of a battle, or, like...
After level 30, Inkay has the ability to evolve, but in order to successfully complete it, you need to turn your 3DS upside down when it levels. Yes, seriously, flip it over and hold it the wrong way during a level, and it'll turn into Malamar.
So, do you have to, like, anticipate the experience bar about to, like, hit it? As soon as it does,
so once,
like,
it levels, it goes, like... Inkay is leveled up to 31 or whatever. I'm assuming you just flip it upside down.
Like on that text box. I'd assume like it's like it already has to be upside down before it hits that experience bar for level 30.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so that's I'm liking
that's
that.
That's cool.
Hey, but guys, that causes just like issues. The pants. That means that if there are any, well, you can't evolve Inkay in any stadium games and also in any other kind of games like that, you know, like
yeah.
You know, like a pinball game, for instance. Like, it's such a specific way to have to do. And it's only going to work for the 3DS, because unless they continue to have the gyroscopic thing, which I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
But you know what? The gamepad on the Wii U has the gyroscopic-ness and also a camera. So, I mean, they could easily do it on that if they have... If and when, we all know they're going to, have their Wii U Pokemon Stadium generation.
So. Oh, I cannot wait. That'll make my Wii U purchase that much better.
You can't wait. I mean, I'm still waiting for that Pokemon fighting type game was, because that was interesting, seeing that Blaziken and Lucario fighting. I don't know what that was. I still know what that screenshot was.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think that was going to come to anything anyway.
I don't know. I feel like it might still. Well, speaking of things that might not come to anything but are strange, there's like this new game that is... the 3DS that has, so far, the screenshots of it from Pokemon Smash, I think, were that people have uploaded online. The screenshots were just like a Pikachu following a really weird facial expression of the person on the 3DS. And, like, Pikachu's face looked like... It was, like, the worst face ever. It was so creepy.
That's the Pokemon of Me thing, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
Because it'll do that thing. Where it's like, oh, shut one eye and turn your head sideways and then your Pokemon.
And then Pikachu will follow. Well, no. Like, it followed your facial expressions, like, to a T.
Oh, okay.
It was really weird. But, yeah, that's been teased a little bit. I don't know who to even source on that, because it's just like the mass internet is just like, there's screenshots here, take them. So I don't know what's going to come out of that. So we could see another 3DS game soon. I mean, they'll probably announce it, but they wouldn't, you know, bring it out in this holiday season or anything. They need to just keep on pushing out XYs. They're doing popular, and they don't ruin that marketability.
Mm-hmm.
Neato. All right, so we are going to come back for our broadcast on Saturday morning or mid-afternoon, depending on what you look at noon EST as being. But up until then, we will be playing up to Gym 3 to come back on PokeChat. And that is all we have for our episode 32. This was our third XY playthrough. We will come back for our fourth very soon. Thank you guys all for joining in and listening into this live episode of PokeChat. Feel free to tweet in your reactions to our reactions. Oh, that's very Inception. At our Twitter, which is at @poka_chat. Excellent. Feel free to contact us and any of our social media stuff on the show notes, because we always write back. We have a fun time in our Facebook group, and I love that if more people join, because we're all becoming a cute little family over there. It's sweet. It's sweet. All right, guys, let's say our final farewells to these fair listeners and catch them all later. See y'all later. Bye.
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 Bye.